proclamation number 6454 dated the January 19th, 1956. Guests on Earth. Right custodians. Always remember that you are only guests on this Earth, that the transient realm is not your true home, that you are only temporarily here so that you can fully matured return to your home, which you had voluntarily left some time ago, but that one day you have to return to where you came from. If you are more conscious of your task on Earth, if you would really only feel like guests on this Earth, you would not attempt to settle down in this world of illusion either. You would always only remember to return home richly blessed. You would only want to acquire on Earth what you may take across with you, and all other accomplishments would appear useless and worthless to you, and then your maturity would be guaranteed. You would fulfill the purpose of your earthly life and need never fear to waste your time, because as guests you would not want to acquire what you would have to leave behind and thus aspire towards other things. However, as long as you don't feel as guests but as masters of this earth, you fail to understand your true purpose of earthly life, and all your intentions, thoughts and actions will be wrong. They will not correspond to the goal of improving your soul's maturity. And even if you possess earthly wealth, if you are richly blessed with earthly goods, as long as you merely regard yourselves as custodians, you will make correct use of your possessions and by doing so acquire spiritual wealth too. You should always handle borrowed wealth correctly. That is, you should not want to be the sole beneficiary but also allow other people to benefit from it. Then it will be a blessing to you and you will gain everlasting spiritual wealth. As you receive, you shall also give, because the Lord, who serves his guests abundantly, wants to give everyone what they need, and he himself will invite his guests to share their gifts with anyone who requires them. Therefore you, too, should remember that every human being has the same right to the things he needs for living, that every human being is a guest on this earth, just as you are, and that the Lord does not want that any one of his guests should go without, and that you therefore do his will when you give your fellow human beings gifts of love. One day you will have to surrender everything anyway. Therefore try to dispose of it voluntarily in advance, because such an action will not reap a loss but a double blessing for you, which you can only understand when you leave this earth and find a treasure in the beyond. When you understand that with your action on earth you have acquired many people's love, which will follow you into eternity. How blind are those people who accumulate possessions, who enjoy their earthly possessions and don't allow anyone to partake in them, and how deprived will be their fate after the death of their body. You humans know that your earthly life is temporary, and yet your life shows no preparations for your real life in the kingdom which truly exists but which can be of rather diverse quality, since it is up to you how you prepare it. If you have given love to other people on earth, you will find much loving assistance there. You will receive as you yourselves have given, and, indeed, you truly will not lose, but every gift you share with a loving heart will bring a thousandfold return. Just consider yourselves as guests on this earth and look at everything you own as property on loan, which you may use as you wish. And accordingly manage these possessions in the Spirit of God who gave them to you. Use them with love, and you will experience a blessing which you cannot appreciate as long as you live on earth. Then you will return to your true home richly laden and shaped as you were when you once left. Amen.